Today is Daf Chav Gimel. We are on Daf Chav Gimel. We're really on the top line where it says that the Gemara wanted to know, Arla, it says you're not allowed to eat it, and yet you're also, you're not allowed to have ana, but it's learned from different psukim, different words. So the Gemara said, well, one was to include a public tree, and one was to exclude a public tree. Top line. To exclude one. And the Tanakama held to include one. So my time is the Tanakama. Why does Tanakama say that a public tree is included? It says in the Tatem, Liachid Mashma, the Rabbim Lo Mashma. Only for Yachid, not for Rabbim. Kasav Rechmana Lochem, Lahavi Yasanu Rabbim. Even a public one. Rabbi Yehuda, he said that a public tree is not included in Arla. Unatatem Mashma, Bein Lerabbim, Bein Liachid. Lochem, Bein Liachid, Bein Lerabbim Mashma. Have a ribui achar ribui. The ain ribui achar ribui el lamait, and therefore our ilan larabim is not usher from arla, but it has nothing to do with our gemara. We had a machlokes. Whenever it says any type of achila, it includes hana. And Chizki said no, only the word lo yeachel includes hana. Otherwise, it's not hana. Arla, they both hold, is usher b'hana. Number six, v'harei truma. Truma. If you're not a kohen, you're not allowed to eat truma, right? Derachmana amar v'chol zor lo yochal kodesh. Any zor cannot eat kodesh. Vitnan, and there's a mishnah in, where's this mishnah? It's in Ervin. The mishnah says ma'arvin lenazir biyayin v'liyisrael betruma. That if you want to use an eruv, you need to make an eruv. We learn eruvin. If you want to make an eruv tchum. You have to make an Eruv with wine, and even if it's a Nazir there, who can't even drink the wine. Or you can use Truma, and you're in Yisrael, and you can't even eat it. You're allowed to eat the Truma. You're allowed to make an Eruv out of it. So what do you see? Yeah, get Hana. Rashi says something, which, listen, look what Rashi says, on the third wide line on top. Rashi says, why are you allowed to use wine? Let's pretend we don't know. Why are you allowed to use wine for an Eruv or Truma, and you can't eat it. Why are you allowed to use it? Why is it good? Can anybody think of a reason? Why would it be good? Yeah? Why is that good? I can't eat it. I'm not a Kohen. How can I make Truma?
Well, you're going to do a vessel of wine that you don't have to drink it. You can give somebody else.
What?
Well, let's say you don't have an Eruv.
No, but how can I make an Eruv? What's the whole purpose of an Eruv? How can I make an Eruv with something I can't eat? I can't eat it. How can I make an Eruv out of it? Somebody else can, exactly. Somebody else can, right? That's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, Eruvei Tchumen B'yayin. You can make an Eruv Tchum with wine. Af al pi, she se'uda, she'en eru'u yelohi. Even though you can't drink that wine at the Suda, because you're a Nazir. Ho'el ve'im mitshal anazirase shayile. Well, you can undo your Naziris. You can go to the rabbi, go to the Bezdin, and get your Naziris undone.
How do you undo?
Marvin, so it's good. V'chein, Yisrael b'truma. Yisrael who gives truma. D'i boy mitchalale. If you want, you can undo your donation of truma. The truma's toes ain't no truma. Because truma by mistake is not a truma. V'hadra l'tvila, l'tivla. It goes back to being tevel. V'hadra mafrish l'ale minei ube. Then you can give it again. What? No, but don't have Friday. The point is that it's not asr b'hana. Now we got now an aside point. Well, why is it not? Why can you make an eruv with something you can't eat? Rashi says because you can undo the debt. Whatever you did, you can undo it. Says Tosfos, the second Tosfos, Pirishbach.
Do you have to undo it, or do you have to just be able to undo it?
So Rashi seems that you have to undo it, right? Pirish b'kol ma'arvin, mefarish time mishum da'afak afdelo chazi lahai. Even though it's not good for him, it's good for him. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger, I have no idea what Rashi's saying. Rashi's going against the Gemara. The Gemara said, the reason why it's good is I can't eat it, but he can. So it's in the parsha of being able to be eaten. Right? Not by me, because if it's something that's usher or something that's not kosher, maybe you can't. Nobody can eat it, right? Can you make an Eruv with non-kosher food? No. Nobody can. What about Nazir? I'm a Nazir. But he's not a Nazir. He's a Kohen. I'm not a Kohen. He's a Kohen. It's good enough. What's Rashi doing? He's a whole other reason. No, because he can undo it. And then it's going to be good for you. So the Chassam Sofer says, because what do you mean? Listen to what Chassam Sofer comes up. What do you mean? I can't eat it, but he can. I'm the one who made the Erev. It's Erev Tum for me. What do you mean he can? Who cares about him? It's my Erev. So Rashi had to come up with another reason why you could, how you're going to get to eat it. The answer is, you're going to go to and undo it. What do you think of that? What do you mean someone else can eat the drink the wine? It's my Tum. I want to travel 4,000 hours. I'm putting the thing over there. What the heck, the guy, some guy in my shul is a Kohen? What does it do with me? It's my Tum. And therefore, Rashi had to come up with another reason how it's mutter.
If you travel to where the food is, right?
Yeah.
And you don't eat it.
Not that you don't, no, that's...
No,
that,
no. And you don't eat it.
Right.
Are you ready?
No.
No, because all you're doing is Shomi Shvisa.
That's right.
So we say that the Shomi Shvisa...
No, so remember we learned, if you put it in a box and you don't have the key, it's not Shvisa. I can't get to it.
Okay, so...
So it has to be something in the parsha of eating. Right? So if it's something, if I can't eat it, what kind of shvisa is that? But the fact that someone else can't, my neighbors, who cares about my neighbor? It's my tchum. So Rashi had to come with another way how you can be able to eat it. It's brilliant. Anyway, back to our story. Our story is that Truma says, not allowed to eat it, and yet you're allowed to have anah. Amar of Papa, shiny hasam, true is different, true is an exception. Dharma Krak, because it says, it's your truma. So it's a special lima that it's your truma. So it's another exception. The idach. And what is chizkiah? Anyway, it says you're allowed to use it. Because it doesn't say yeh yachel. So anyway, it's mutabana. So trumaschem, what do you do with the word trumaschem? No. Dechol yisrael ka'amar. It means the truma of every single Jew. Just means all Jews are getting the truma, all kahanim. Fine. Next. Fari nazir. What about Nazir? The Rachmana Amar, Mechartzana Madzag Lo Yochel. You can't eat anything that's made out of grapes. Vitnan Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin. And we just learned the same Gemara in Ervin that you're allowed to make an Erev out of, a Nazir can make an Erev out of wine. How could that be? By the way, is it funny that the Mishnah says a Nazir with wine and a Kohen with Truma, and the Gemara asks on the Truma first, even though it's mentioned second. Why do that? So the Chassam, not the Chassam Sofer. Yeah, the Chassam Sofer says because in the Torah, Truma comes first. Truma is a Parshas Emor. Nazir is in Naso. Truma comes first. So the Gemara picks on Truma first. So why did the Mishnah mention Nazir first? Okay, I don't know. Anyway, Amar Zutra, Shani Hassam. It's different. Dharmakra Nizro. It's your stuff. Shelo Yehei. It's yours, and you'll let have enough from it. And therefore, it's an exception again. So far, we didn't find any time where Biavo says something is Asur Bahana and Chizkiah says something is Mutar Bahana. Any potential thing is an exception. And Rabbi Avo agrees it's Mutar Bahana. Ravashi Amar, a different answer. It says, Kodesh Yihyeh, Gadol Para Sarosho, that you let your hair grow long, another law says it grow long, and that's Kodesh. Gidulo Kodesh, the hair is Kodesh, Ve'en Dover Acher Kodesh, and nothing else is Kodesh, meaning the wine is not Kodesh. It's Grevana. So Gemara says, 1 second. Midi the ain dover achar ksiv doesn't say that. It doesn't say the hair is kosh, is good, nothing else. Ela machrata kidner zutra. The answer is when zutra is right, that it says nizro, your nazir, nothing else, and therefore it's mutabahana. Number 8. Vare chadash. Chadash. What's chadash? Chadash is, Marcel asked me this question last week, and the answer is as follows. It's any food, any thing that grows from the ground, that took root after the 16th of Nisan. If it took root after the 16th of Nisan, it's usher till the next 16th of Nisan. Does that make sense? If it took root after Pesach, it's usher till the following Pesach. So if you plant it in December, and it grows by Pesach, it's usher till Pesach. And Pesach, take it. Right, grain. Right, it's tvua. Okay, anyway, chadash, the Dara says, v'lechem v'kali v'karmel, all these types of grains, lo sochelu, at etzem ayom hazeh, until that very day. Which day? The second day of Pesach. Utnan, and we learned in Menachos, kotzer l'shachas. You're allowed to cut this grain when it's shachas. Shachas means it's barely grown. It's barely grown. Rashi says, And b'machal behema, and you can use it as animal food. So Rashi says, "Afal daf tziv omer reishis ketsirchem ala kohen demashma da also lixo lifnei omer." You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do any ketsira before the omer. What's going on here? No, muta lixo l'shachas shu etsev. That you're allowed. No, you're allowed to do it when it's really like grass. The law of ketsiru. That's not considered a harvest. So that's mutter. Ah, how can it be mutter? It's asa bahana. It should be asa to eat asa bahana. So why can't you give it to the animals? Amr v'shmaya shani hasam da amakra. Kitzirchem shalachem yehei. It should be yours. So, it's an exception. The Idach, what does Chizki do with the word kitzirchem? He says, mutabano anyway. No, kitzirchem dechol yisrael mashma. It means everybody. Okay? Number 9. This one I'm going to spend a little time on. Vare shvatzim. What about non-kosher things? Creepy crawly things. Hell, eat them. De'achman amar sheketu lachem. Sheketu, who? It's shekets, right? Lo ye ochel. Both of them should hold asabana. Vitnan. And we have a Mishnah in Shavias that says, Tzaydei chaya, those who trap chayas, or ofos, or birds, vidogim, or fish, shenis damnu. And it happens to you trapped it. You didn't trap it lechachila. You happened to trap it. Right? You happened to trap it. Rashi says, shenis damnu. Dafka shenis damnu. It happens to be you trapped it. You weren't intended to do that. You don't have to let it go. But you're not allowed to trap non-kosher animals. You're not allowed to trade non-kosher. We'll see in a minute. You're not allowed to have a business. Lo benevelos, v'trefos, lo b'shkatzim, v'romasim. You can't be in the business of selling these kinds of things. But if you happen to have one, you can sell it. So what do you see? You can sell it. Right? Tzaydei chaya ofos v'dogim shenis damnu lehem meaning to meyin mutarin lamachron lenachem. You can sell to a guy. How can you sell to a guy? It's asabana. Shani chasam. It's different over here. Damar kol lochem shalochem yehei. No, it's mutabana. It's yours lochem. So ihachi lechadchila nami. So why can't you do lechadchila? Why can't I sell things that are not kosher? Shani hacha damar kwa yehu. It says yehu behevios and yehu in this state. Meaning lechadchila no. B'di'evad, yes. So asks Tosfos right here. Vim Tomar, Im Cain, Susim v'chamorim heches avinim. How do we sell horses or camels? Or horses or donkeys? How do we sell them? Na'alaru, l'chachila. V'yeshloma Tosfos answers, D'midi da'achila ma'iri dafka. No, we're talking about for food. Nobody eats horses. Well, nobody eats donkey. Nobody does that. Now, of course you can sell it. I'm selling it for business, 100%. Food, you shouldn't do it. Right? Maybe this is maybe mutter today, I don't know. But for food, you shouldn't do it. But not for food? 100%. Yerushalmi, Sechlet Shavias, Sof Perches, Parach, Harei Chamor V'Gamol. What about camels? The answer is, it's the same answer. Nobody eats camels. L'malachdan Hein Gedilim. You can sell it to grow, to raise, to work, and whatever you want. Caravans, that's not food, that's mutter. Then Tosfos asks, but it says that someone gets a curse if they raise pigs. Pigs most people eat. So what are you getting a curse for? It's usher. What do you mean getting a curse? Like it's a Durabanan. Durabanan said, don't deal with pig. It's a you get a curse. I don't want anyone dealing with pigs. So what do you mean I don't want anyone dealing with pigs? It's usher min haTorah. So Tosfos gets three answers. He answers number one, okay, in addition to the Isra, you get a curse. That's number one. Answer number two is what if you're selling it not for you to use for food?
Leather.
Exactly. That's still us. It's still a curse. And number three is, he says, what if you happen to have gotten a pig as a Yerusha? I didn't engage in it. I didn't do anything with it. But I have to have one. I have one over here. What do I do with it? So you shouldn't sell it. You shouldn't raise it. You shouldn't be busy with it. Maybe you could sell it, but because it's a curse. Okay. Anyway.
What's the hatch of using pig's organs for...
I don't know. That's beyond, I don't know. Now, Ulechizkia, according to Chizkia, it's also Aser. Because it says, Lo Yeyachel, non-kosher things. So, Lamali Limichtav, Lo Yeyachel, Umaisi Lechem Lemishere. So why did it say that? Why would the Torah say, Lo Yeyachel, which means Issa Bahana, but then it says, Lochem, Muta Bahana. Lo Lichtor Vachmana, Lo Yeyachel. The Torah shouldn't have written Lo Yeyachel. It should have written one of the other versions. Lo Sochal, Lo Sochlu. And then, according to Chizki, it would be Mutabahana, V'lo boya lachem. You don't have to waste the word lachem and tell me it's mutter. It's mutter, it would be mutter anyway. It's a funny thing. It's aser, but then it's mutter. So just say it's mutter. Amalach, chizkia taima didi, nami mehacha. Now chizkia will say, this is where I learn out my din from. The fact that the Torah said lo yeyachel, then it said lachem, I learn from here, even though we learned it already from the Vela, but I learned from here again, that only yeyachel is aser b'hana, and here there's an exception that it's mutter. But every other place is lo yeyachel, it's aser b'hana. That's my, I learned it after that, exactly for this reason. Exactly because the Torah said lo yeyachel, don't eat it, and then it said lachem, no, it's mutter b'hana. So it's aser b'hana, and then it becomes mutter b'hana. Says Rav Chizkia, in every other place where it says yeyachel, and there's no heter to be aser mutter b'hana, it remains aser b'hana. Okay. Number 10, the last one. Tari chametz. What about chametz? The Rachmana Omar lo yeyachel chametz. It says you're not allowed to eat chametz. Now yeyachel means can't ever not either. The problem is that Chizkia is a Amora, right? And so is a Revo. And Vitanya, there's a brisa that says Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Tama al atzmacha. I can't understand it. How is chametz aser b'hana for 7 days? Who said that? Who made up that rule? Where did that come from? It never says anywhere in the Torah, don't have enough from chametz. How can Chizkia and Rabbi Avo both say the opposite? There's a Tana that says, you're not allowed to. There's a Tana that says, it's mutter b'hana. No, it's not the only Tana in the world, Rabbi Yossi. It's a very weak, I'm not sure what this question even is, right? Because so Rabbi Yossi Aglili said it. Not Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said, so what did he say? So what? Because that's the only Tana out there.
Well, it would be a problem if there was no other Tana. Correct.
Right? So, Shaili Hassan, Chametz is an exception. The Omar Kra, because the Torah says, Lo yiro lecha sa'or, Lo yiro lecha sa'or, Shalacha yehe. It's mutter because it's yours. So it's an exception that chametz is mutter b'hana, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. V'rabbanan, but there are other Rabbanan out there, right? And they say that chametz is aser b'hana. So what do they do with the words l'cha? Simple. Shalacha I ataroa. You can't see your own chametz. Aval ataroa shalachar v'shal gavoa. You can see someone else's chametz. I'm not responsible for all the chametz in the world. V'idach. And what does Rabbi Yossi, how does Rabbi Yossi know? Rabbi Yossi must agree with that. Can't be responsible for someone else's chametz. Yeah, trei lecha ktivi. It's two lechas. Because it says, lo yiro lecha sa'ar, v'lo yimate lecha. Two times. V'idach, what do the Rabbanan do with two times? Chad benachri shekivashto, v'chad benachri shelo kivashto. It doesn't make a difference what kind of guy it is, whether the guy's under your control or not under your control. It's not yours, it belongs to the guy. V'idach, and what does Rabbi Yossi do with this, how does he know this, that all goyim you're not responsible for? Plus a l'cha ktivi. Really says l'cha three times. It says it once in Shemos. Once in Shemos and twice in Re'eh. Once in Shemos and twice in Re'eh. And from there we learn three times, all three halachas. V'idach. And what do the Rabbanan do with this extra l'cha? So they say it like this. Chad b'sa'or, v'chad b'chametz v'tzrichi. Once by sa'or, wants to tell you sa'ar. What's sa'ar? Sourdough, whatever that is. Wants to tell you chametz and v'tzrichi, and I need both. And Rashi fleshes it out. What's both? Di kasav sa'ar. If it would only say sa'ar. Mishum de bichimutzo kasha. It's chametz is very hard. Aval chametz eimo mutter. But regular chametz maybe is mutter. V'i kasav chametz. And if I would have once said chametz, I would have thought only chametz is aser b'hana, b'shem de royal achila. Aval sa'ar de lo asi le'echle emelo avro aleha, but sa'ar, which is not edible, maybe mutter b'hana, comes along the Torah, it's aser b'hana. Okay. Now, so we said 10 questions, and so far we did not find one difference in halacha between Chizkia and Rabbi Avo. Before the Gemara asks that question, the Gemara now is going to bring another story. Lema ketanoi. Let's say this issue of whether or not chametz is, whether or not a food item that's also to eat is asa b'hana, is an old machlokas tanoim. It existed before Chizkiah and Revo came along, before them. Where, how do you know? By the way, so far, we found two places in the Torah where there was something that was mutar b'hanah straight out in the Torah. Nevela. Torah said you can give it to a guy, or you can sell it to a guy, give it to a ger. And treifa. It said, lakelef tashlichon osoy, you can give it to the dog. Two places. Now the Gemara finds a third place, where it's mutar b'hanah. The Torah doesn't say straight out. Mutar b'hanah. So, lemi ketanoi. It says like this, by chelev. It says by chelev, right? It says, I'll read, the Gemara only has three words. The pasuk starts off, kol chelev, all chelev, shar v'ketzev v'eiz, lo so chelu, don't eat it. V'chelev nevelev v'chelev trefa, yayase l'chol malacha. You can do whatever you want with it. Ava v'ochel lo tochlu, but you can't eat it. You can do whatever you want with it. Beferish a pasuk, you can do whatever you want with it. What does that mean, you can do whatever you want with it? Sounds like it's mutar b'hanah. No? So it says, Lema Kitanoi. It says, Yeaseh l'chol malacha. You can do whatever you want. Ma Talmud Lomar l'chol malacha. What do we learn from that? Shiachal l'malachas gavoa ye mutar. I would think that chelev is mutar b'hanah for the Beis HaMikdash. If the Beis... Chelev is mutar b'hanah in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, let's say you want to have chelev. You have chelev. And you want to smear something in the Beis HaMikdash for the sake of Hashem. Mutar b'hanah. Why? Because Rashi explains, because chelev goes on the Mizbeach. So Hashem, so to speak, is eating it anyway. So if Hashem's eating it, why can't he have enough from it? But we can't eat it. What? Yes, we're getting there. It says, because the pasuk says, you can do whatever you want with it. So I would have thought, only Hashem could do whatever he wants with it. Because Hashem's allowed to eat it. So if Hashem's allowed to eat it, what do you mean Hashem's allowed to eat it? Hashem doesn't eat, it goes to the Mizbeach. Since it goes to the Mizbeach, it's like Hashem's eating it, then of course Hashem can have enough from it. So if the Beis HaMikdash wants to have enough from Chelev, 100%. However, how can I have enough from it? I can't eat it. Comes along the Torah, Tamad Lomar, Lacham Alacha, Devi Yosek Lili. Says Yosek Lili, no, you can have enough whatever you want. Mutabahana. Rabbi Akiva Omer, a different vart. Shiachal, I would think, Lemelechas head yot, yehe tar. I would think that for a head yot, it's tar, it's not tame. Right? Lemelechas gavoa, yehe tame. But for Hashem, it should be tame. What's the svar for that? So Rashi says, that first of all, look at the Rashi of Rabbi Akiva Omer. It's the last Rashi on the page. Klomar, lohor drachakos of lahater. I don't need a pasuk. Rabbi Akiva said, I don't need a pasuk to say that it's mutar b'hanah. I don't need a pasuk for that. The lo ha'yisal katagach le'ezer. Why should it be asr? Why should it be asr b'hanah? Why? The Torah says, don't eat it. I'm not eating it. Why can't I sell it? Why would it be asr b'hanah? So what does the Torah mean when it says you can do whatever you want with it? Ah, says Rabbi Akiva, v'lo bo'el l'tairo michlal tumas habasar. It's not tameh like other basar's tameh. V'lomar, she'ein chelev b'chlal nevela. Chelev is not in the nevela. You know, physically, biologically, it certainly is. Halachically, it's not. V'eino choshesh l'tumah. It's not choshesh l'tumah. Elo mutter l'heshtamesh b'tahairos ba'or hamashuach b'chelev nevela. If you have chelev nevela, and every other part of the nevela is tameh, the chelev is not tameh. You want to smear it on your coat to make a handbag or to make a leather. You can do whatever you want. No problem. No tumah. V'im lo riba l'chol malacha, and if not for the pasuk telling me that, Hayisi Omer, I would have said, l'malachas hedyot l'ishtamish bo, chulon yehetar, aval l'malachas gavol l'ishtamish, kachim yehetame. For kachim it should be tame. Comes along Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva say? He's saying that I don't need a pasuk to tell me it's mutar b'hanah. I know it anyway. Why do I know it anyway? Why should it be asr b'hanah? Torah doesn't say a word. Says back to the Gemara. Tamad lama l'chol malacha. So we learn from the l'chol malacha that it's a chelev nevela has no tuma, whether it's for you, whether it's for Hashem, no tuma. Rabbi Yosi Aglili l'tuma l'tahira lo it's drichkra. Now he doesn't need a pasuk for that. Rabbi Yosi Aglili ki it's drichkra l'isr v'heter. Rabbi Akiva isr v'heter lo it's drichkra. He doesn't need a pasuk for that. Ki it's drichkra l'tuma v'tahira. He needs a pasuk for tuma and tahira. What are they arguing about? Lo sochlu implies Isarachila, Isarana. It implies everywhere. V'chi asakra l'mishrei l'nadela. When the Torah said, don't worry about it. Techilev, you can do whatever you want. Tahana hu da'asa. That was for Hana. V'bi Akiva savar, Isarachila mashma, Isarana lo mashma. Isarachila yes, Isarana is not mashma. V'chi asakra l'mitumma v'tahaira. And then when the Pasuk came along to tell me I can do whatever I want with it, that was in regards to Tum and Tahaira. Same achloches. As Chizkin Rabbi Avo. Says the Gemara lo. That's not what they're arguing about whatsoever. They all agree to that. Even Rabbi Akiva would agree to that. Here's what they're arguing about. When the Torah said an nevela is mutter, we know already an nevela is mutter. How do we know an nevela is mutter? Because the Torah said you can give it to a ger and sell it to a guy. Did that include the chelev? Yes. Sorry, no. Chelev v'gid lo hutra. They weren't included. The chelev and the gid were not included. The gidim, whatever that is. So when the Torah comes along and tells me, you can do whatever you want with chelev, because I wouldn't have known that from the nevela, because it's not part of a nevela. When the nevela was mutter, so was the chelev and so was the gidim. So I don't need another pasuk to tell me the mutter, I know that already. So what does it mean when the pasuk says you can do whatever you want with the chelev? It must mean regarding tumah. Now, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Askechon chelev the shari rachmana. Now we know the chelev is mutter b'hana. So the nevel is mutter b'hana, because the nevel is mutter b'hana. Chelev is a subcategory, anything in a special pasuk. What about the gidin? How do I know they're mutter b'hana? Right? The rachmana b'hana, el gid ema, name of the asr, maybe the gid should be asr. So Iba Yisema, Hachinami is asr, Eid Hachinami, it's asr. That's right, the gid not asr. Viba Yisema, Maisi lo mi kalvachomer, it's a kalvachomer. That the gid should be mutter. What's the kalvachomer? Listen to this kalvachomer. Ma chelev, she'onish kares, mutter b'hana, chelev is onish kares. Yet, it's mutter b'hana, gid, any stam non kosher, she'ena onish kares, then the kares for that. Lo kolshkein, that is shimut debana. Of course. Of course it's shimut debana. You don't get courage for it. Right? Okay. The Tosas asks, well, what's he thinking? But 1 second. What about everything else asabana, which you don't get courage for, and it's asabana? Right. So look at top Tosas. Vim Tomar, name a sharniskar. Sharniskal, eat a sharniskal. It's asabana. You get courage for it? No. Right? Shleim Ashar Nitzkal, Fashari Suri Hana Yochiach. Other Suri Hana. Right? She ain't on the Kareis. He eat Chodosh. I got Kareis for that. He's an Aveira. I got Kareis. She ain't on the Kareis. Tafilach, Surim Bahana. Vyesh Lomar, Satosis answers, Dachi Perusho. No, it's a special thing to Chilev. Ma Chilev, She Onish Kareis. It's Onish Kareis. Vasabachila. And it's Asabachila. Umot Bahana. And so the bana, kimon nevela atzma, gid she'ein k'onish kares lo kolishkein she bechal het nevela. Fine, that's what Tosfos gets out of that question. Fine. Now, Reb Shimon the aser and Reb Shimon who asered gid anoshe from he says it's aser bana, right? So why didn't he learn this kalvachomer to say it's mutabana? It's a good kalvachomer, no? No, because ikal lemifrach, it's not a good kavachomer. Ma lechelev shekein hotar michlolo etel chaya, because a chelev is mutter by a chaya. Tomer begid shelohotar michlolo etel chaya. But a gidanash is not mutter by a chaya. So therefore, it's a problem with the kavachomer. So, the Ve'idach and Rabbi Yossi is going to say back, behema kamrinan, behema mias lo ishtri. I'm only talking about behemas, and in behemas, there's no such thing. Fine. Now we get to the bomb question. Michti, 1 second. Osvinu kolhani kwai. We spent 2 days, 3 days, going through all these cases of Chizkia and Rabbi Avo, Vishaninhu, and we answered every one. We made everyone make sense. Basically, we said there's a million exceptions to the rules, right? So Chizkia and Rabbi Avo, my commitment, my plea, what are they arguing about? What are they arguing about? At the end of the day, they're not arguing about anything. So the Gemara says they're arguing about Chametz B'Pesach. They're arguing about Chametz B'Pesach V'Aliba D'Rabbanan. Only according to the Rabbanan who holds Asabana. And and they're arguing about Shahar Niskal according to everybody, because everybody holds Asabana. But the Gemara says they're not really arguing. Chizki nafak le mi lo yeyachel. Chizki learns it out from lo yeyachel. Rabbi Avo nafak le mi nevela. And Rabbi Avo learns it out from the nevela. The fact that the nevela is mutter, every other place is usher. So they're not arguing on the halacha. They're only arguing on how you get to the halacha. They both agree about everything. They both agree about chametz. They both agree about shor eskol. Right? So michti, bein lamar, asher ba'ana, my benayu. They both hold it's asher ba'ana. What's the difference? What are they arguing about? There's nothing to argue about. They both agree chametz is asher ba'ana. They just have a different source for it. They both agree shor eskol is asher ba'ana. They just have a different source for it. What are they arguing about? Ikki benayu, they're arguing about one thing. Chulin shenishchetu ba'azara. Chulin that's shechted in the azara. What is that? It means I take my chulin into the azara and I shecht it there. Remember what we said? Remember we said that the Torah says if you're going to be far away, if you're going to be in Haifa and you want to eat meat, so shecht an animal. And we made an inference. That means don't come to the Beis HaMikdash and do that there. Beis HaMikdash is only for kabanos. Don't bring your private carb, your private butcher animal and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash to shecht it there. Don't do that. So it's like a backhanded way of telling me it's not to do it. Right? Torah doesn't say, don't do that. Torah says, you want to eat meat? Go over there. Go right ahead. And then we derive from that, we shouldn't do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, so, and what about if I did it? It's also b'hana. It's like another leap. First leap is, you can't do that. Second leap is, if I did it, it's also b'hana. Also b'hana. So, Chizki Savar lo yeyamech, lo yeyachel, lim ute, hani. The word lo yeyachel comes to include everything else. Every time it says lo yechel asabana, and the word oso, lekelef tashlichen oso, only the treifa you can give to the dog, but chulin lemute chulin shnishchen to bazara, that's asabana. And according to Rabbi Avo savar oso lemute hani. No, the word oso excluded. The word oso excluded all isuri Torah. Only treifa you can give to a dog, nothing else. What about nevela? Nevela said, the Torah said you can give it to a ger, you can sell it to a ger, you can give it to a ger, you can sell it to a guy. So Rashi says, because this Gemara is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who said that the dvar kiksavon, you can only give it to a ger, and you can only sell it to a guy, so it's not a limit on the rest of the Torah. Complicated. Right? Chulin shnishchetu bazara, lav doraisa ninu. Chulin shnishchetu bazara is not doraisa. It's not doraisa. Therefore, it's a din derabanan. Don't take, or derived, don't take your animals from Tel Aviv and Haifa and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash and have your barbecue there. Don't do that. That's not what the Beis HaMikdash is about. Is that din deraisa? No. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah not to do that. It does. It just says, if you happen to be far away, go eat your meat over there. That's all it says. How does that come out? That chul just was asabana. Such a far-fetched thing. Make sense? Okay. Okay, so we're going to start now. Yosef Hahu Merabanon Kameder of Shmuel Bar Nachmeni. They were sitting in front of these people. Yosef Hakamar Shred Yeshua Ben Levi. Minayin Lekali Surin Shev Torah. How do you know that every time something's Osir in the Torah, Dichi Esi Da Asfinim Ba'achila Hachinami Osir Ba'ana? How do you know that whenever something's Osir to eat, it's Osir Ba'ana? Umay Niyu, what are these things? It's only two things on the list. Everything else that the Torah doesn't say, basa b'chalav, the Torah says. It says it three times. Don't cook, it means don't have hana. But there are only two times that the Torah says don't eat it, and it means hana. What are those two? Chametz b'pesach, v'shar ha'niskol. Everything else was an exception. Gidon Asher was an exception. Truma, Orla, what else? Kadosh. All these things are nazir, right? All these things are exceptions. All motabahana. The only two left are chametz and shor eskol. Minayin. How do you know they're asabahana? Typically, from the following, it says lo yeyachel. Lo yeyachel iser achila mashmalei iser hana lo mashmalei. What do you mean? Iser achila says iser achila. Why are you making hana out of that? So. Typically, mi nevela. How about from nevela? The fact that the Torah said only nevela is mutabahana, doesn't that imply that every other achila is asabahana? Right? Well, Savala Rabbi Yehuda. No, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar, Dvarim, Kiksavan. That the words on that parsha there, that Nevela was said, you can only give it to a ger. You can only sell it to a goy. So it's very specific. It's not a limud on other Isurim. Isavala Rabbi Yehuda. One second. If you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, typically, Mehecha Denafik Le Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda know that other things are asabana? And the answer is, Mikelef Tashlichen Oso. It says Mikelef Tashlichen Oso. Oso you can give to the dog, but you can't give anything else to the dog. Why? Because everything else is asabana. You can't give chametz to a dog. You can't give shernitzel to a dog. Kasavar, the answer is, Chulin Shnishchetu Bazara Doraisa. If you hold that Chulin Shnishchetu Bazara is Doraisa, which these people hold, then Oso teaches you that. Oso you can give to a dog. Treifa you can give to a dog. But you can't give to a dog Chulin Shnishchetu Bazara. So how do I know about chametz and shernitzel? How do I know? Minayin, how do I know? So, how do I know? Midichsiv, it says like this. It says, Kol chatos asher yuva midama. Right? What is that? What's going on? So Rashi tells us that Kol chatos asher yuva midama, that if you have a carbon, if you have a carbon that is supposed to sprinkle the dam, you're on the out. Almost all carbonos were sprinkled on the outside mizbeach. What if for some reason you made a mistake and you went into the kodesh, where the menorah is and the mizbeach and the shulchan, and you brought the dam in there? Oh, that's the wrong carbon. I'm not the one belonging here. Once you bring the dam in there, you ruin the carbon. Doesn't belong in here. Nobody ever went in there. Very rare. A few times a day. What are you doing in here? Once you go in there, you ruin the carbon. So the pasuk says, "Kol chatas sheyuva dama." Kol chatos asher yuva dama, has the pasuk go? Kol chatos asher yuva dama el olam moed lechaper bakodesh lo teyachel ba'esh tisaref. It says lo yeyachel ba'esh tisaref. It says both, right? Kol chatos asher yuva dama shein tamad lomar ba'esh tisaref ma tamad lomar ba'esh tisaref. Because we'll stop here. The Gemara is going to go into a whole drasha now. How did you know that you have to burn it anyway? It's extra words. And maybe we're going to learn out. It ain't no inyan for this. Teneu inyan for Cholos Rosh Hashanah. Okay? So we'll stop here. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.